ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. பகவத்கீதா அஸ் இட் இஸ் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 6, தியான யோகா, டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 47. ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாயா, ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாயா, ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாயம். யோகினாமபி சர்வேஷாம் அத்கதேரந்தராத்மனஹம் ஸ்ரத்தாவான் பஜதே யோ மாம் சமே யுக்தத்தமோ மதஹம். யோகினாமபி சர்வேஷாம் அத்கதேரந்தராத்மனஹம் ஸ்ரத்தாவான் பஜதே யோ மாம் சமே யுக்தத்தமோ மதஹம். ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்போர்ட் பை டிவைன் கிரேஸ் எஸ்சி பக்திவேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத், தி ஃபவுண்டர் ஆச்சார் ஆஃப் இன்டர்நேஷனல் சொசைட்டி ஃபார் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஜாய் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத். And of all yogis, the one with a great faith who always abide in me, think of me within himself and render transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam சக்ஷரன் மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹம். நம ஓம் விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி யோக வேதாந்தம் ஸ்வாமின் இதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவை கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணம் நிர்விசேஷா சூன்யவாதி பாஷாததீஷ தாரிணம். நமோ மகாவதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்விஷே நமகம். ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேச கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதிம். தப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரிம் ரிஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமமி ஹரி பிரியம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. நவ் வி ஆர் இன் சாப்டர் 6, தியான யோகா, டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 47. பை த பிளஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் குரு அண்ட் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் அண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா அண்ட் பிளஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் ஆல் த டிவோட்டீஸ் வி ஹவ் கம் டு தி கன்க்ளூடிங் ஸ்லோகா ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர். In previous shloka, Krishna explained about the yoga leader, the person who is doing a yoga, dhyana yoga or ashtanga yoga, he is greater than one who is doing a tapasya, one who is doing a karma yogi, one who is doing a jnana yogi. So here, today's shloka, Krishna is explaining that even higher than the dhyana yogi and ashtanga yogi, person who is rendering loving devotional service unto the supreme personality of God at bhakti yogi is the greatest of all the yogi. Because Krishna here in this shloka, the bhakti yogi, he always worship them with worship Krishna with a great faith. Then he always think that Krishna, everyone is there within Krishna. Then he always actually think that Krishna is within everyone's heart. Krishna is resided in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. Then the devotees of the Lord, he always render loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why Krishna is that here telling his opinion is that, and the person who is doing is a bhakti yogi is the greatest of all, greatest of all. That's why Krishna, 7th chapter is going to begin from 7th to till 12th chapter is talking about the bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is a very very sweet subject matter, no boring, because the when we explain about the dhyana yoga, like a meditation, we have to sit up and down and go to secluded places. This meditation about the Supreme Lord and the Ashtanga yoga process, it is very complicated. In this age of Kali, it is very very difficult. But when we come to the bhakti yoga section, is very very sweet. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, the word bhajate is very very significant. Bhajate means rendering loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if you see, why we have to do, everyone must serve the Supreme Lord, because everything is given by the Supreme Lord. If you see earth, water, fire, air, ether, everything is given by the Supreme Lord. The scientists, they are doing great things, and they are thinking that great, and sometimes they reject God also. If there is no ether, there is no air, then this scientist, whatever they produce, everything will go vain. Now you are producing internet. This internet, it is actually passing through the air. The mobile phone is working because of the presence of the air. We are breathing because of the presence of the air. And these are all the things, and we are not manufactured. We are not created. Is there anybody creating a air? Is there anybody creating a water? Is there anybody creating fire? Nobody creating. Only the people are, you know, purifying the water, purifying the air. So in this way, they are actually, the raw material is given by the Supreme Lord. So that's why the very significant word bhajate, when we have to do the render loving service unto the Supreme Personality of God. If somebody is not serving the Supreme Lord, then he will fail, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.3. So whatever the yoga process, it is all culminate in bhakti yoga only. So that's why here Krishna is advising that person who is doing a devotional service unto the Lord, and he is actually topmost of all the yogi. So in the spiritual path, one start with a karma yogi. He will start with a karma yogi, then he will end with a bhakti yogi. Karma yogi means, and he is doing a he is doing without expecting any fruits of his result. So that he is a karma yogi. So then what will happen when the karma yogi, he study the sastra, then he get the knowledge. Once he get the knowledge, then he will understand that what one should do, what one should not do. So once we get the knowledge, then he will do the renunciation also. What kind of renunciation? He will do something which is not necessary, which is not mentioned in this sastra. He, all those things, he will actually just renounce it. So the karma yogi, when he study the sastra, he get the knowledge. When he gets the knowledge, he renounce. So that is the stage of the jnana yogi. So what will happen when somebody come to the stage of jnana yogi? Then he will meditate upon the Supreme Personality of God. Because now he is a renounced, as well as he is having the knowledge. So now he will meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once he is meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a different yoga posture, then his mind will be always focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Ashtanga Yoga. So that stage is called the Dhyana Yoga. So what will happen once Dhyana Yoga means, he is meditating the Lord within his heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhisanya vishto mattasmiti jnanam apohanam cha vedaisa sarvai ahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda viteva chaham. Krishna says 15.15, I am situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. He is situated in everyone's heart. So this Ashtanga Yogi, he always meditate upon this Supreme Personality of God. So what will happen when he surpasses this Ashtanga Yoga, then he will come to the point of the Supreme Personality of God. Because it is a Vedic Sastra, it is advice that we can understand the Supreme Lord in three ways. One is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahman means the effulgence of the Lord, and the Paramatma is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. Then the Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the personal form of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is a person. He is not actually, when we go to the temple, we should see as a person. Many people, they ask him, this is made of wood or made of marble or made of stone. It is not made of stone or all those things. Krishna is standing there. We should see in that mood. We should see this. We should not ask simply, oh, this is made of wood or made of marble or something like that way. It is mentioned, if Krishna comes and stand in front of us, we cannot see, because he is a spiritual person. We have the material eyes. The material cannot see the spirit. Can we see the mind? We cannot see the mind. Mind itself, we cannot see. How can we see the soul? The soul itself, we cannot see. Then how can we see the super soul? We cannot see. If we are not able to see the mind, if we are not able to see the soul, if we are not able to see the super soul, then where is the question of seeing Bhagavan? If Krishna himself come and stand in front of us, we cannot see anything. We are blind eyes. So that's why Krishna very kindly, he accepts something which we can see. That's why the stone or marble, we are making Krishna in the stone and marble, so that we can see. It is also mentioned that it is not just a stone. When we make the deity and when we pray to the Supreme Lord, he come and manifest. He come and manifest there. So that's why when we go to the temple, we should always see that this is the person. The person is standing. Krishna is standing. God is standing. So in this way, we should think that. So the Krishna consciousness is the highest of all the yoga that we have to understand. For example, we can give the gopis in Vrindavan. For example, this Ashtanga Yogi, what he is doing? And he is actually sitting and meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you see the gopis in Vrindavan, they are actually washing a cloth, they are cooking, and they are milking a cow. They are constantly meditating upon the Lord. Constantly they are remembering about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who is the superior? Ashtanga Yogi, he simply is, you know, going to a secluded place and he is meditating upon the Lord. The same thing gopis in Vrindavan, they are doing a normal duty and constantly they are meditating upon the Lord. So that's why it's mentioned Bhakti Yogi is the topmost of all. Then if somebody is performing a Bhakti, he is a very, very fortunate person. If somebody is chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If somebody is chanting the holy name, somebody is hearing about Krishna, somebody is actually talking about Krishna, he is a very, very fortunate person in the world. Why? Because when we do the devotional service unto the Lord, and we are completely protected. Kaunteya prajijanehi namai bhakta pranashyati, Krishna says. Completely we are protected. We can feel very, very joyful. And when we do bhakti, Krishna is there always with us. When you see the Pandavas, even though they have gone through so much of difficulties, but they are actually unshaken, because Krishna is always with them. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned that person who is doing a yoga, bhakti yoga, he is a very, very fortunate person. So for bhakti yogi, he always concentrate and he always think about the Shyama Sundara form. Krishna is so beautiful, so beautiful. He will, if you keep on looking at Krishna as a picture, he will steal your heart. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochaninam Sanda Sadaiva Hridayo Shivilo Kayanti Yansama Sundara Machinda Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma says we should look at the Lord with a prema. Then what will happen? Kandarpa Kodi Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna is a kantarpa koti kamaniya vishesha. He is so beautiful, so attractive. Keep on looking at Krishna, then you will finish. You will not be like to see anything else in the world. Krishna is so beautiful and very, very beautiful, very, very attractive. His face is actually very, very like a lotus. Very lotus flower. And then it is like a effulgence which is coming from the sun. One may ask the question, so Krishna's beauty and the lotus is both are same. It is not the same, but nothing is there in this world to compare. What to do? If the Shastra gives example which is something is not available in the material world, which is something available in the spiritual world, we cannot understand it. So that's why Shastra is giving example. The lotus is the topmost of beauty. So there is nothing in this world beyond beauty of the lotus. So that's why whatever the topmost, they are comparing with the Supreme Lord. But actually the Supreme Lord is much beyond the lotus beauty. Then his dress is very, very brilliant, like a jewel. Krishna is wearing very, very beautiful dress. Then he is actually decorated with flower garlands. Krishna he always decorate with the flower garlands. This flower garlands will be coming so much of amazing smell, so much of smell. Then his luster is coming from the all the sides. Krishna, if you see, he is very very beautiful. His luster is coming all the sides, and one will be very very easily he will get attracted. If you go to the temple of Krishna, your mind will be get attracted very very easily. Then he also, the bhakti yogi, he meditate. He always remember this beauty of the Supreme Lord. He is a very very beautiful. Nama pankaja napaya nama pankaja maline nama pankaja netraya namaste pankajangraye. Kunti Maharani says, compares that everything compared to the lotus. Nama pankajanapaya nama pankajamalini nama pankajanetraya namaste pankajangriye. Kunti Maharani very 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 wonderfully praying. So then he also, the Supreme Lord, the Bhakti Yogi, knows that Krishna, he incarnated himself as Rama di Motis Kalaniyamena Tishtanana Vataramakaro Bhuvanesh Kinto. He incarnated as Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, etc. And he actually incarnated as a human being. That's why if you see avajananti mamuda manushim tanu mashritam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna descends as the form of the human being, but the foolish people, they think that he is ordinary man. Avajananti mamuda manushim tanu mashritam, only the fools, they think that Krishna is since he is come to the form of the human, he appeared in the form of the human being, people think that he is ordinary boy. So he is not actually ordinary boy. He is a spiritual person. He is a God himself. He is a son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and he is a perfect friend for everybody, and he is a perfect husband, perfect master, and perfect child. So in this way, he actually plays with everybody, and he is full of opulence. He is having a 6 opulence, 100%, and he is having a transcendental qualities. He is a transcendental qualities, and this bhakti yogi, in this way, he meditate upon this. So if he remember this future of the Lord, he is the highest of yogi. If somebody is meditating all those things, and it is considered to be highest of all the yogi. So this can be attained only by the bhakti yogi. This actually meditating upon this beautiful form of the Lord and all those things only possible in the bhakti yoga process. Because in the bhakti yoga, if you see Rupa Goswami advised that Anya Abhilasita Sunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anavrata. Bhakti Yogi never desire for anything. Oh Lord, you give me this, you give me that. No, they never, as a bhaktas, they never go and ask from the Lord. They are actually the pure love. Only they ask actually, please, oh my Lord, please give me the service. Let me do loving devotional service unto you. So in this way, bhakti process is actually very, very pure. So that's why in the Shastra advice that the person who is rendering loving devotional service unto the Prashna, loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the highest of all. Then person who is doing tapasya, karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, and all the process, person who is doing a bhakti, he is the highest of all. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.